you can trust.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. We are launching into hour number two of the program. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's FreeTalkLive.com. It is Christmas week still, the Friday edition of the program. I don't know. I mentioned this only because some people might be confused. They'll think that we're on vacation, but we're not. We don't do vacations here on Free Talk Live because we've got multiple co-hosts. So if one host goes on vacation, we just have other people come in instead. And so big thanks, by the way, to all of our great co-hosts that came in over the last week and a half as Mark was down in Florida.
Thanks for the break, guys.
Yep, they did a super job. Of course, we had Dale in for the first time from AnarchyInYourHead.com, and he did a good job, so we're going to have him back. And coming soon, people have been asking, we are going to be having Sam up here as well from the Obscure Tooth Network when he moves up, finishes his move to New Hampshire from Texas, which I believe he'll be starting tomorrow. So he's going to drive across the country, and I think he's going to stop over at Jason Osborne's house in Ohio on his way up and hang out and party and keep it real with Jason from SACL CAI. So should be a nice little trip for him. All right, 800-259-9231. So we were talking the very end of the last hour about the UK and this new instant ticket thing, this phenomenon that they're going to start up over there, where if you are driving naughtily, they will pull you over and give you the opportunity to pay on the spot. And, well, Mark, you were saying that, well, wait a minute, what about my court appearance?
Right. If you want to go to court for one of these things, what happens? Do they allow you to go to court? Or is it, this is an on-the-spot ticket, sir. Sorry, you're going to have to give me the money now.
It says somewhere in the article that they're actually doing it in a certain percentage of cases, which means you probably do have the option to plead guilty and not pay right there. But then, of course, when you get to court, they're going to really ding you hard if you found guilty, which you probably will be.
You've done something bad at that point. You've annoyed them.
And this trend is actually happening in America, too, a little differently. You've got the red light cameras in Detroit. There was a story about a month ago in my show prep pile about them basically starting to really be aggressive about ticketing people for going 5 miles an hour over the speed limit, and the courts up in that region are packed with people on these minimal offenses to raise money. So as the state and local governments are hurting more and more for revenue, whether it's from lowering property taxes, from businesses going under or having less revenue, you're going to see more and more of this.
So more desperation.
More desperation and more aggressiveness on the parts of these state and local governments.
Right. Well, because they can just keep making new fines and taxes until it all comes crashing down, whereas businesses and homeowners and family, heads of family have to make tough choices. I mean, when times are tough and the economy's down a bit, and you don't have as much money coming in, or your bills have gone up, or whatever your situation, you've got to change your behavior. You've got to do something differently. You've got to buy, cheaper food, or you've got to not buy cigarettes or coffee or something like that. You've got to look at your budget, and you've got to decide what's most important and what you can cut. And the government just doesn't have to do that. I mean, they should. If they wanted people to appreciate them at all, they should. But no, they don't ever do it. It's always, well, what can we increase? Where can we increase taxes? Who can we tax now? How can we make up this, this deficit here? It's not, well, what can we cut? How can we do this better? How can we do things more efficiently? It's, well, how can we keep the money flowing in? And what, who can we abuse now?
That's right.
The question.
And the state and local governments can't print money like the federal government can.
Correct.
So they are in a big bind right now because they've got to figure out ways to squeeze more money out of people. And, we as individuals all have to tighten our belts in an economic downturn. But they still don't believe they have to in many cases.
Of course, the one of the ultimate questions is, well, at what point will people start to get fed up? At what point of taxation will people finally say, yeah, well, that's about it. I've had enough giving money to you on a voluntary basis. I mean, when I say voluntary, I mean voluntarily handing it over. And when will they just decide they've had it? I don't know. Maybe it's going to be 90%. I wonder what most people's line in the sand is. Of course, they haven't even thought about it, most of them.
Did you see the recent predictions by Gerald Celente?
Who's that?
He's a futurist. He runs a company out of New York or Long Island or something like that that projects future trends in the marketplace.
I didn't.
And he predicts a revolution. He predicts tax revolts in the next 10 years. He says
good.
By 2012, people are going to be giving each other food for Christmas.
Well, I don't know if that sounds too good, but I like the tax revolts idea, and I think it's none too soon. I hope people take what the Santas were doing earlier this week, which is actually it was a couple weeks ago, but the report came out this week where people dressed as Santas were going around covering up traffic cameras, and they were getting friendly honks from people. I mean, this is something that people like. The comments on the various different articles about this were overwhelmingly positive. So positive that the news reports were talking about how positive the comments were. Clearly, if activism can benefit people, they'll see that benefit and they'll really appreciate it.
You're also seeing over in Greece now the revolts and the civil unrest that's happening there, and it's happening among middle-class people, too. Which is,
really?
Yes.
I was not aware of what all that was about. I thought I heard something about people being out in the streets, and I just figured it was the kids being angry about not getting enough socialism. That's usually what it is.
Well, no, there was actually a killing, I guess, of the police or the government of a young 15-year-old kid or something like that, and that sparked it. That was the immediate. But the underlying has been a growing dissatisfaction with the government of Greece.
So something snapped then, basically.
Yes, that was the final straw for a lot of people, I guess.
1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone call. Stephen in New Mexico, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi there, Stephen, temporarily in New Mexico here.
Stephen, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I called last night and I listened to the recording of it later on, and boy, I sure stuttered a lot, and I guess I was nervous or something, man. I don't know, but I always try to come up with a good subject and not stutter too much because I know that this is radio. You know, it's not just me talking to you.
Well,
it's radio,
most people don't put that much effort into it, so I must say I appreciate that, but it's not required. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
All right. I really wanted to just throw something out there and then listen to what you guys had to say, and pretty much all of you, including Wayne, because Wayne is sort of like the elder statesman of the show. If I'm not mistaken, I think Wayne is older than all of us, isn't he? Wayne, aren't you like 40-something?
I can't tell you. I don't have to kill you.
All right, well, I'm 42, and I think Wayne's older than me anyway.
Yes.
But I am going to be in a situation where I might be talking to communists, and I don't mean speaking hyperbolically of a Democrat, or a liberal with a socialist leanings. I'm talking about Mao Lenin worshiping, Che Guevara t-shirt wearing, red, Karl Marx reading, red communist.
Okay, what's the situation?
And I don't, it's my niece and nephew by marriage. And I've met him before, but I've always avoided it because really I don't know how to talk to them. I don't know what to say, and they are very evangelistic about communism as well, too.
So you can expect them to bring it up, is what you're saying?
Exactly, yeah. And I don't honestly, I don't really know that much about communism. I really don't know too terribly much about it.
Well, okay, let me jump in here. Having probably been the only person in the room here that was at one point a stated communist, I in high school, I claimed to be an anarcho-communist.
Wow.
So, one of the things that you can, real communists believe is no government at all. Government is by every single person. And it's the real chink in their armor. It's the idea that everyone is going to think the very same thing about everything. Do you see how nonsensical that is? It's the government by everyone for, and you all essentially have to believe the same thing. There is no government because we are all the government. So, you ask them about things like force and what if I don't want to do it that way? You ask them about things like property, because you have to really get in there and wheedle. You have to get your pocket knife out, and you got to kind of, wiggle it around in the cracks, because the fact is, they start saying things like the guy who called in not too long ago, there is no property. Well, can I eat things? Well, of course you can eat things. Do I own the things that are in me, or can somebody take them out? Is that mine? You start asking really about what is property. And once you can establish that you own yourself and that therefore you're able to make things that are your own, and that you would be less likely to make things if you didn't own them, you've really got their whole...
You're shoving a wedge in. Hang on, Stephen. We're going to bring you back. You can comment, and we'll continue this discussion, talking with real communists. the best what's the best approach? Your ideas as well are welcome. 800-259-9231.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling page turner hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include the wiki. We've got over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com, get interactive for free, WIKI, wiki.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. And the Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, you can join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference, and you can apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through the 12th, or at Emory University in Atlanta, March 14th through the 19th. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information. That's libertarianseminars.com.
They've got some seminars coming up in the summertime, too, which I'm sure all the same deal applies to, but it's probably in different locations and different stuff. So go to libertarianseminars.com and check it out. There'll be all kinds of seminars you can go to.
Great. As we go back to your phone calls with Stephen in New Mexico, Stephen apparently going to be meeting up with some family members soon, two of whom are avowed communists, and you were calling for, well, I guess just bring that up and kind of discuss the issue of how to best talk to these folks, and you say that they're very, very out communists. They are people who are evangelical communists, so it's very likely that in conversation at some point they'll bring up their ideas.
Right, and the last time we met, I've met them once before, and it's my wife's sister's daughter and her partner. Now, they are legally married, but they don't use the term wife and husband.
They're partners.
Yeah, they're partners.
Yeah, sick.
So they, what the word, if he calls her his wife, I guess that would be an insult or something. She would be
because it indicates possession.
Gender specific.
Like that.
That's very strange.
Is it gender specific or indicates possession in some way?
You know, I'm not sure what their deal is.
You can ask them on that too.
They're very nice people. They're very nice people.
Great. Well, then if they're nice, they won't want to hurt you when you want to opt out of their system.
Right. And see, and this is the thing that you have to go after with them. You have to go after things, you know, essentially you're going to point to the aggression without talking about the aggression. You talk about property, which some communists don't believe in any property at all, whereas other communists believe that it's the man to be taking all the property from the workers. You know, that kind of nonsense.
There's that one guy who we got to admit that he believes that he is his own property, but nothing else is.
Yeah, well, he did, but you pointed out how you owned the things that you ate and how you would not be likely to do anything as work if you didn't have, you know, some incentive to do these things. And you can point out that there's all kinds of historical examples that they will poo-poo as quickly as they possibly can.
It wasn't done right.
But if you look at, you know, the best is over here in America when they came over, the Pilgrims came over. Originally, they tried communism originally, and essentially people didn't work. They weren't as productive. Immediately upon changing that, they became productive.
They're right. The Pilgrim story is excellent. I had my daughter, the last year she was in public school, I had her do the true story of the Pilgrims for a class. She had to do some kind of a presentation or something like that, and so I said, let's do the real story of the Pilgrims. So
that's a good thing. Now, let me tell you about these other sorts of Marxist communists real quick, the people that believe that the man has taken all the money from the workers. You have to ask them, well, do the workers individually have the right to sell things like their labor to other people? And, of course, the answer is yes. So then the workers have the right to sell at whatever rate they wish. Isn't that so? Mm-hmm. Yes. It's just that there are bad people out there that will buy it for too low. Well, aren't the workers, in fact, competing against other workers? But they should unionize. But you get to – and then you say, well, what if I don't want to be part of that union? You get to show them how the marketplace works in ways that they can totally understand with questions, and you're really going to show these folks who really believe in equality. First, that's another thing that you get to go after. They believe in equality. They want people treated fairly and equitably. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen in any kind of system where the government gets an opportunity to step in and be coercive. What you'll find is there's people that are more equal than others.
Politburo.
Yeah, the Politburo.
Friends.
You don't want to throw out that term because the Politburo, although part of the Communist Party, was part of the Soviet Socialist Republic, and so you're gonna muddy the waters at that point. They're gonna be like, but we hate the Soviets. They did it wrong.
Yeah,
they did it wrong. Yeah.
What about the Chinese? Chinese have a Politburo.
They all did it wrong.
Yeah,
they did. They all did it wrong.
Well, I read Mises. Where he explained how the lack of a price mechanism, it made for such a situation so that they, you know, nobody knew what products were needed where. There were no flags. You know, a price is basically a flag. If all of a sudden in one region, the price of water goes up to $10 for a 16-ounce bottle, well, that's a signal that there's a shortage of water there. And that's also an inspiration for people like me, you know, who want to make money, to load up my truck with water and bring it to that area. And then the competition between me and other people like me will drive that price back down. And because of that lack of those sorts of signals, because that's absent in the communist system, you had situations like we had in the 80s in the Soviet Union, where they had grain in the fields, people starving in town. There was no bread, but there was grain in the fields waiting to be harvested, tractors rusting the fields, no laborers to run the tractors to harvest the grain. Why? Because they were in the shops making more metal to make more tractors.
You're going to have, I understand.
That's where they were allocated by the state.
Right.
That's right.
I get where you're coming from completely. But the problem with that is that they're going to say what we need is a system where that allocates it better. We just need a government that works
better. Put me in charge.
Because government works.
For my people.
That's what they're going to say. And they don't, they're mistaken.
I like
but you have to show them why the government can't work.
Well, and I like the idea of showing them the violence as well. I don't think they want to be associated with that. I mean, the whole idea, like, you know, I like the idea of sharing. I'm all in favor of sharing, but I think that sharing should be done on a voluntary basis. Oh, yeah, voluntary. Yeah, okay, well, what if I decide that I don't want to participate in your little system? What's going to happen to me?
Right, and you asked them things about, you know, communists hate the idea of leadership. They hate the idea of, you know, people being in charge. You asked them, well, do you think that, you know, the system of producing the 12 grain bread that everybody's going to eat, because we're all going to be vegans, because we want to be. Do you think that this system of producing this bread would require any administrators? Do you think that it would require people in charge to, you know, say, drive this here and do that there? Or do you think that all this stuff would just, we'd all be workers?
And who was going to tell whom to take the garbage out?
Right. Well, that's the thing, is that their idea is that somebody spontaneously will say, I will take the garbage out. And likely someone will take the garbage out. However, it's these new and different things. Innovation will be completely stifled if the system even did function. Innovation.
You can't get there. I mean, you just can't get there from here.
It's nonsense.
It's pie in the sky.
I think what they kind of remind me of is back when I was a liberal. Now, I wasn't a communist. I would have run screaming from that word. But I think what it comes down to is during the progressive era, in the turn of the, not this last century, but the century before that, the 19th to the 20th century, when the progressives came out, the people who were classical liberals, or whatever you want to call them, poo-pooed them, calling them goo-goos, meaning good government people.
I'm not familiar with this.
Good luck finding good government anywhere. Thank you, Stephen, and good luck, and let us know how that conversation turns out, will you? Thanks, Stephen, for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you've got any tips for Stephen and how to communicate with real communists, we'd love to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And the features include the updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just head over to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
You know that email's not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right? Wrong. Introducing privacyharbor.com. It's an easy-to-use, secure email alternative. You can sign up for a free account today. Privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. I love that they offer this service for free, and I think that this is really the paradigm that the Internet is built around, is giving things away so that you can then sell your services, you know, on top of it or whatever. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't know. I'm reading an email. Sorry.
Yeah, it's good job. PrivacyHarbor.com.
1-800-259-9231. That, again, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Wayne, we were talking a moment ago with Stephen in New Mexico about the issue of communicating liberty to communists, real communists, and dyed-in-the-wool self-proclaiming communists. And you said you had a few additional thoughts you wanted to share, so I want to make sure we get to that.
Yeah, I think first also you want to establish whether they're just a philosophical Marxist or they're a Marxist-Leninist, because there's also a difference there. The philosophical communists talk about these things pie in the sky, but aren't really, don't take action, whereas the Marxist-Leninists tend to be the ones who seek power, and those are the ones that you have to really watch out for more closely, because they'll say anything to get into power, even if it sounds like it's got liberty in it, you know. So that's the first thing. Secondly, if you're talking with them, I found that you want to establish it right away that you are not a mouth-breathing neocon, nor are you a so-called progressive, that you're independent, that you're liberal. You could even say libertarian-leaning independent, if you like, just so they know you're not trying to spout off what you heard on TV. somewhere.
You don't want them to have preconceived notions necessarily?
Exactly. You don't want them to have preconceived notions. And I think some of the questions that Mark brought up are really valid, is that you want to have them question and realize the violence that they're advocating. But you want to do it in a very matter-of-fact way. You don't want to get into it. You just want to put out a few things. And then maybe if you've got Mary Ruart's book with you, I've done this many times with friends who lean that way, is I lend them Mary Ruart's book and let them read it. And you'd be surprised how many phone calls I get a month later saying, this book changed my life.
Oh, yeah. I totally believe that. And you know, the book's not doing you any good if it's sitting on your bookshelf, so it should be in somebody else's hands.
That's right.
One of the tricks that I've thought about using in the past, and there's one particular socialist that I'm out after these days, is I thought...
Who's that?
Well, I'm not going to mention the guy's name on the radio. but I know that he knows that I'm out after him, and as far as to convert him to liberty, and I know that he's, you know, very, very leery of it. So I thought of offering to read one of his books in exchange for him reading Mary Ruart, because I believe it's such a powerful book that it's all you have to do is read this book and it will change your life. And I'll read whatever tripe it is that you wish me to read, whatever violent, nasty crap that it is that you want me to read. I'll read it. And I'll tell you why they're wrong later. And I just don't think that a socialist can stand in the face of Dr. Mary Ruart's book. That's Ruart.
That's correct.
Healing Our World. I've been reading it recently. You know, I'd read bits of it before, but I haven't read it cover to cover. It's a long book.
So you're in the midst of it at this moment?
Yeah.
Fine. Are you enjoying it so far?
Yeah, it's a great read. It's a heck of a lot better than most of the dry academic stuff out there.
It's really good. She's a wonderful communicator. Yeah. She's very good at helping people understand that if what you want to do is help people, then you have to do things on a voluntary basis. You have to allow your neighbors to be free. You have to stop using force. And I think she just draws so many clear pictures and uses so much real hard evidence. I mean, there's so many citations in that book.
Oh, my goodness.
The whole last third of the book is just all citations. So that nobody can look at that book and say, well, she's making this crap up, because she's not.
Even if you understand liberty and you're for it, it gives so many great examples to be used in conversations and opens your eyes to things. I had no idea the history of the FDA was.
Well, Mark, you're going to have to finish it by early March. You understand that, right? Because odds are good we're going to have her on the show at that point.
Well, and we'll likely have her on for one or two segments, and I think I can I'd be able to fake it with the first half of the book.
I'm just saying. 800-259-9231.
Just because it's one of the 12 books you've actually read in your life.
But the other thing, Aristotle said the essence of being human is control over your own life. Now, what person would disagree with that?
So nobody.
Well, maybe a Marxist might. Because if you're really preaching Marxism, then you don't have control over your own life.
I haven't met anyone. Now, they may believe that the value that you have in your life should be laid down for the group, but they want you to do that willingly. They don't want you to be forced to do it. That none of them would, and none of these people anywhere, no big government, anybody would ever say, oh, well, force, we wouldn't force anybody. That's what they're going to say. They're always going to talk about how this would be voluntary, just like the Democrats and the Republicans. Look, you should do it the way we want you to do it because you want to believe like us.
Yeah. And the other factor, too, that you can bring up with people, depending on how far into the conversation you get, is that if you look at the 20th century, how many innocent, unarmed civilians ended up dead at the hands of communist governments, Marxist governments?
Oh, my.
More than
they did it wrong. They did it wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
1-800-259-9231, your thoughts here, and especially if you are a former communist, as Mark, at one time you identified yourself that way. I got an email within the last couple days from somebody saying, happy holidays, and thank you. They'd been listening to the show for quite a while, and prior to finding Free Talk Live, they considered themselves a communist, and no more. You know, now they're on board with liberty, and so, you know, it is possible to bring these folks on board if you can show them that they can get what they want, whatever it is that they're wanting in life, unless it truly is to control others.
Right.
If what they want is just peace, or what they want is to help the poor, or what they want is their boss to be a little nicer to them, you know, they can get what they want if they're working voluntarily, consensually in the marketplace, as opposed to using the coercive power of the states.
That's right. And, you know, the other thing is when you talk about the marketplace, they're going to say, oh, yeah, the Republicans tried that. Reagan tried that. It didn't work. Well, we haven't had a free marketplace. They just the Republicans have talked that game for how many decades now, and it's been a bunch of baloney. It's just been a bunch of cartelization and corporatism and mercantilism. It's not free market capitalism.
Right, and you ask them, because generally somebody who's going to identify as a communist is going to identify more readily with the Democratic Party than they would with the Republican Party. And you'd ask them, well, do you think that the Democrats have told lies to people to get into power? You ask them questions in order to bring them to the conclusion. If you do so, then they will come to the conclusions on their own.
That's true.
They
questions
realize
are important.
That the Democrats have lied. They would then realize, holy crap, the Republicans could be lying too.
I'm sure they already believe the Republicans are lying if
right.
they're communists.
They think they're lying in a different manner. They disagree with the Republicans' philosophy,
yeah.
And that's all fine and dandy. I don't that's fine. I largely what the Republicans say from a fiscal standpoint, I mostly agree with. Obviously, as far as I'm concerned, they vacillate too much and hem and haw too much, but. And them disagreeing with that, that's fine. However, the Republicans are lying about it, so we've never had a chance to try that. You can't disprove it with what's occurred because it has never occurred.
You know what I find really interesting? I've talked to a few Obama supporters in the last month or so, and, you know, I say to them, well, you know, I didn't support either candidate, but I got to ask you this. I said, you know, how do you feel about him appointing Joe Biden as his vice president, Hillary Clinton as the Secretary of State, Robert Gates, the former Bush Secretary of Defense.
He just appointed some Republican to some other office.
Yeah, I said, how do you feel about that? I said, you know, I watched for 8 years now the conservative Christians be duped by Bush, and now I'm seeing my friends who are so-called progressives getting duped on the other side of the coin.
What did they say?
They start double-talking. Yeah, double-talking and saying, oh, yeah,
we're inclusive.
He's got to know all the people who pull the levers so that he can get stuff done.
Right. Well, Obama's excuse was, well, I said I would pick the best man for the job, and that's what I meant I would do.
And the media's
including everyone.
The media is talking about this, this sort of adversarial cabinet so that he can hear all the sides and then come up with the best solution. So he gets to hear all of the, a variety of different liars rather than, one kind of
all of the different points of statism will be on his table. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, since we were talking about traffic cameras earlier, we'll tell you what some pranksters have been doing. Not the Santas, some other pranksters. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future?
At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, learn how you can promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll see a whole list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live out there into more ears. Most of them completely free. A few, very low cost. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. We would much appreciate it. That's promote.freetalklive.com. And, obviously there are not necessarily a lot of former communists listening right now, but it would be interesting, if you're listening to the podcast as a former communist, to have you call in at some point when you get a chance and tell us, what was it? Was there anything in particular that kind of swayed you over to the liberty side? Was there any one issue or one persuasive point that was really worked on you? I'd love to hear that.
Well, I can tell you what, when I graduated high school, about that time, I had read anarchist and really anarcho-communist philosophy and stuff like that. I read a few books. I didn't like the academic stuff, so I didn't read much. I was pretty uninformed, but, I liked to sound informed.
Equality! Solidarity!
Those kind of things. I like these words. At that point, I made it to prison.
Yep.
Well, I realized, wow, there's a bunch of bad people in the world, and they're not going to do what I want them to do, no matter what. we just can't get this. This will not work because these people are bad. And that was enough for me.
So 1-800-259-9231 if you want to share that with us. Otherwise, we move on here to a different story. This is about some pranksters. And this is a nasty prank, I have to say. It's not fun like what the Santas were doing with the traffic cameras earlier this week, but it does have to do with traffic cameras. The story's from TechDirt.com, where in general we have trouble with things like speed cameras and red light cameras, both of which don't tend to do much of anything to make the road safer. In fact, there's evidence that they actually lead to more accidents.
Right.
The reality is they're really about boosting revenue for local governments and not about safety, which explains why plenty of places have been found illegally changing parameters to make them bring in more revenue. But the biggest problem of all is just that these cameras aren't reliable at all, and without any human witnesses, it seems unfair to charge someone with a crime, especially when they do things like charge a stationary brick wall going 58 miles per hour, or accuse a woman of driving a car at a stunning 480 miles per hour.
And, of course, when you have an automated system sending out violation notices, you just know it's going to get gamed. And that's exactly what appears to be happening. Slashdot has pointed out a story involving students in Maryland making fake license plates, matching other students' plates, slapping them on their cars, and then speeding by the speed cameras in order to get other students slapped with the fines. Now, this is actually an expensive process. I was recently looking into the cost of getting a license plate customized, and you're
looking at... they were doing it with shiny paper, Ian.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow, okay. I thought they were actually having fake license plates made. And...
No. They're doing shiny paper.
Wow, well, so shiny enough to where they could still read the lettering and the cameras?
Well, shiny enough that it mimics a reflective license plate.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, whatever they were doing, they managed to...
It's a pain in the butt. These people, you know, this is a pretty thorough prank. I mean,
yeah,
this isn't something they just came up with. Hey, grab the shaving cream. We're going to go have some fun. You know, it's nothing like that. It's, you know, somebody planned this.
Well, you know, those cameras also do try to get a picture of who's driving. So,
do they?
Yes.
Well, it depends on the camera.
Yeah. And those intersection
ones do.
Yeah, the red light ones do.
So they have one that's down the road somewhere taking a picture of the front of the car? Is that the idea?
No, they can get the license plate, and in many cases they can actually get the driver on those red light cameras.
How? If you've gone through the light, before you go through?
Yeah, as you're going through.
I see. So they snap a picture before it goes red, basically, and then they snap one on the other side?
I don't know. I would assume that's how they do it. I mean, obviously they don't have a license plate in the front.
I feel fortunate I've never had to deal with this. I've never had to deal with
this. The marketplace can figure out a way to identify both the driver and the license plate of somebody who's going through through a red light.
Well, apparently they're not identifying drivers everywhere. Maybe that's just not common.
If the people buying these things don't care about that, then that's not a problem. And the government doesn't care.
They only care about the money.
Somebody sending in a check.
Right.
They don't care whether you sped. They don't care whether you were in your car. They don't care anything about that. They just want the money.
Right. If it's your name on the fine, that's all they care about. Whoever that name is to pay up, and so these students have figured that out, and so on the kids that they don't like or somebody they want to prank, they're driving through a red light or driving through past a speed camera with somebody's license plate number on the back of their car. Clearly, they're not even checking the plate against the vehicle type. I mean, they're not doing any level of verification on this. Just, somebody ran through the red light. Oh, no, we'll note that down here. Send out
the
fine.
Got some money.
Cash it in. I imagine most of these people pay it because they probably think to themselves, was I there at First and Main Street the other day? Well, I don't remember, but maybe I was, and okay, I'll just pay this, because who doesn't want to pay the fine? They know what happens if you don't pay the fine. Eventually, the license gets suspended, and if your license is suspended and you get pulled over at that point, there's a good chance you're going to a jail cell. So people know what the consequences are of not paying the fines, and so how do you contest this? How do you go? What is the process? But how do you go into a court and say, sir, I was not at this intersection at this time? Well, we have evidence. This camera took a picture.
That's what you do. In fact, in this case, that's likely how they found out that they were pranksters, is you say, I was not there. It wasn't me.
And then they brought up the picture.
So show me some proof.
Yeah.
Well, here's the picture with the license. That's not my car. Look, Jack Balls,
right.
You didn't even check and see if it was my car. When the license plate goes out, it goes out for a specific type of car. Now, obviously, if these pranksters went out and went through the trouble of buying the exact same car, then you're going to be in big trouble. But likely, they put it on something entirely different.
Absolutely.
Look, this is from a 2001 Escort, and I drive a
truck.
04 Ranger. Yeah. Whatever. I don't know that they make any of those in those particular years.
But you have to go through the time and effort and stress of defending yourself against this stuff. I mean, yes, you can do that. You can say, let me see the evidence. Let me see the picture.
Sure.
And you can do that. But this is a pain in the neck.
Are you going to get any restitution? I mean, if you go in there and you spend your Tuesday morning in the courtroom, spend your time and your effort doing this, and then they end up determining, you know, you're right. That wasn't you after all. Have a nice day. I mean, what are the odds that they're going to say, we're so sorry, Mr. Wayne. Let's cut you a check here for $250 since you spent all day dealing with us here today. We're so sorry about this. And in fact, we're going to launch an investigation post-with into who the original criminals were. We're going to find out who these... I mean, have they ever determined who the pranksters actually are? Or do we just know that some kids are doing some pranks? I mean, how difficult must this be to actually investigate this crime? time of what is essentially impersonating somebody else. They're impersonating somebody else. They're taking somebody else's identity and using it against them. Have the actual perpetrators of this crime been brought to justice? I find it hard to believe they might have been.
Maybe a few, but who knows?
Only way you could catch these guys is if one of their buddies turns them in.
For every one that got caught, I'm sure there are 10 that got away.
In the old days, it was your word against the cops. Now it's your word against the camera.
The camera.
And a lot of times they're just going to say, well, the evidence isn't conclusive. Just $35 court cost fee, and that's it.
Well, even if you
you'd be lucky. I've sat in the one time I sat in a court traffic court case
in Massachusetts.
No, this was in Florida. The judge just said, "Well, I'm interested in the public safety." In this case, it was a lawyer that was posing as a judge for that day. I don't know what they call them, but he was really a lawyer by trade and during the
judge pro tem.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. He was just saying every time he'd smack the gavel down and said, I'm here to make sure that people are safe. So here's the fine. As though the fine makes people safe.
Yeah. What a jerk. Exactly.
Well, that's just what he was doing. He wasn't even doing it for – he was doing it in the hopes that he would be a judge, I guess, in the future.
Yeah.
He was gaining nothing.
That's right. See, look how much money I raised for the state today.
Maybe he was hoping that this would get him more pro temp work because they had to be elected down in Florida, I think for this particular role.
Well, you got to show you're worthwhile. I mean, you got to show you're going to be falling in line and doing what the state wants you to, and that is raising revenue. That's their job. Let's talk to David in New York. David, you are on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing?
David, what's on your mind?
All right, I wanted to rehash the evolution versus creationism, but I must preface that I'm not a Christian and definitely don't take the Bible as fact. But I noticed you brought up something called carbon 14 dating. And I thought it was quite interesting that when you think about it, every living creature comes from its parents, from the egg and the sperm and whatnot. And then you live off your mother's blood supply in the placenta. And then you live off all the food that you eat or the milk that you digest from your mother. So when these minerals and particles come into your body and your cells realign them to make you, do they reconstitute the atomic half-life of the carbon-14?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't know. You're not talking to scientists here. And you'd think that this would be a question that they would be asking themselves, because otherwise all the carbon in all the world would all be decaying.
Well, there
the same
are other
rate,
radioactive
right?
Decaying dating methods, as I discovered later on. I didn't know if you had more, but hang on. We'll bring it back in hour three. If so, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Hour three coming up.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Doctors are